1. When do you plan to start doing yoga?
Well, I'm arranging my schedule to ensure that I have free time to do yoga efficiently, maybe in 6 months.
2. Is there anyone in your family or circle of friends who practices yoga?
Actually, everyone in my family is always busy with their work, so they don't do yoga. But I know that several of my friends do yoga every day, and they're really healthy, fit, strong, and flexible. And that is the reason I want to do yoga in order to have better health.
3. What are the different ways that people keep their minds in good health?
Apart from yoga, as I just mentioned, there are numerous ways to keep fit, like walking, running, and playing football. Learning another language is good for long-term mental health.
4. Which of these is the most effective?
This is a tough question because all of these are very important, but if I could choose only one, it would be walking. It is proven by scientists that walking for about 30 minutes a day can maintain a healthy weight and lose body fat, prevent heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, cancer, and type 2 diabetes, and strengthen our bones and muscles. More importantly, it is really easy to go walking for people of all ages.
5. Some people believe that a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. Do you agree with this? Why or why not?
Definitely, I concur with this notion. Our mind and our body are directly linked. The brain requires a lot of blood and nutrients to function well. I read that in certain situations, like exams, the brain can use up to 60% of the metabolic energy produced by the body. So in order to ensure our brains work effectively, we need to have a strong, healthy body. I think that if my body is healthy, my mind will be brilliant.
6. Is this always true?
I think it's true that most of the time, drinking alcohol and using drugs can cause negative effects on their mind's functions. They damage vital organs such as the brain, heart, and liver, cannot learn and remember information, and can cause psychological problems including depression, psychosis, and severe anxiety.
7. What improvements in the education system could improve the thinking of students?
I think that a greater emphasis on critical thinking instead of rote learning would be a big positive for school curricula.
8. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, of course, any school lessons just focus on memorizing historical and scientific facts. Like the name of the third Prime Minister of the USA, rather than concentrating on rational thinking, such as understanding the best way to evaluate or predict the future of a stock price.
9. What are the most important steps needed to make sure students learn quickly?
Systematic assessment and feedback are essential to optimizing the learning of students.
10. Why are these so important?
We need to keep track of students' progress and abilities and identify some areas that need improvement.
11. Can you give an example of this?
While studying for IELTS, I did one full practice exam each week. I always spent a few hours identifying and learning from my mistakes. I have to pay attention to the verb tense in my writing.
12. How has technology helped increase the efficiency of learning?
I believe that technology has a big impact on learning. With the advent of the internet, there is a wealth of resources on the internet for both teachers and students. And we can learn anything from around the world just on the internet.
13.
Which kinds of technology will make a big difference in education and learning in the future?
Virtual reality and AI will have a great effect on future learning. They allow students to be more engaged in their subjects and gain knowledge faster.